Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is just the start of what's going to be multiple major changes in Phoenix from a roster perspective. That is going to start with Kevin Durant. I'm told the Suns and Durant, as well as his business partner Rich Kleiman, will be working together on his next trade home. But a lot of that will determine by the playoffs which team feels like they're a Kevin Durant away from winning a championship.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Beckers, University of Connecticut.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
To left field. Half going back. That's gone too! Fernando's second home run of the night. Gives the Padres an 8-4 lead. Fernando connects on his sixth of the year.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
It was one of those, yesterday I walked out, I had a light jacket, like super light, and I'm like, it's actually kind of warm.
I don't know if I need this jacket today.
And then I went out with just a t-shirt. I'm like, yeah, it's a little nippier, but I can deal with this.
That's okay.
You got a little nip
sunshine
in the air.
A little bit.
I was out there with flip-flops and a cut-off t-shirt on, man. It felt great.
Turn the air conditioning on at the house.
Breeze flowing through my chesticles. It was delightful, man.
Stuffy.
Tell you what, I like my house. I think my kids are pretty happy in their school district. God, I don't like living where I live.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, it felt like a windstorm half the day.
Too windy out there.
But it was so hot that the wind didn't really change the temp. Like, I went on a 2-mile run
with
my dog.
It's like you were in a convection oven.
Kind of, yeah. But, like, in my house, I'm cleaning up and getting some stuff done. And, like, you just constantly hearing your house get pounded by wind.
Yeah, it's a little rattling. I remember living out there. That was one of the biggest complaints that I had.
Living out there.
That I didn't think about.
Out on the prairie.
Out in the prairie. out in the fields. Out on the farms. Yeah, that was one of the things that when you moved to that area.
Is there a hitching post next
there is,
to
yeah,
his you house take, where you tie your horse
you take
up?
You take your horse and buggy out there. That's how you get there. No cars go out there. There's no roads. It's all just dirt.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how windy it was. Probably should have thought about that before moving, but
it's that mountain wind
didn't quite compute in my head. And there were many of nights we had a back fence at the old house that it's gonna go at some point, like it's going down.
I got one of those situations.
It's on currently. Its last life.
You're just waiting for it.
And every time
point?
There was a cold, windy night, you just look out the kitchen window like, is this the night? Is this the night I gotta drop $7,000 on a new fence tomorrow morning?
Well, you'd split it, hopefully.
Well, hopefully, you know, you never know how that's gonna go with neighbors. We never had that talk. A lot of loose boards, a lot of wind blowing, and thankfully it didn't go down before we moved.
Yeah, what is, I don't know if I've ever
I know we've talked about fences before at some point.
Yeah, we've gotten to fences before.
And maybe listener helped us back in the day. I'm not remembering. My fence is in bad shape. I'm
going
probably
down.
2 to 3 years max. Yeah,
last
right?
life. One more strong wind gust and that thing's going down.
When we toured the house, a piece of it was had actually leaned down from a snowstorm. And so when we put a bid in, we're like, you got to put that back
up. You got to put that post up. Let's go.
And they fixed it, and it since has not fallen down. But what do you do when your neighbors say no?
You're on your own.
Well, but like, you're on your own, but is there a way to make it so it's my fence and not their fence?
Yeah, you need to know where the actual property line is and build it just inside it.
Yeah, you got to make sure you go all the way to the edge, and then whatever side of the fence you want to look at that you find more aesthetically pleasing is the side of the fence that you face your backyard.
Right.
Wait, what fence would give me one side aesthetically pleasing the
other?
Well,
there's boards. There's 2x4s on one side of the fence. Would you rather have the 2x4s on your side of the fence or the other side of the fence? Or do you just want to look at straight boards?
Yeah, you want
boards?
The flat face. Just
or do you want the 2x4?
I want
you...
a nice fence.
Yeah. You do a nice fence.
I want a nice fence. I don't want a standard, you know.
Well, I think you have to go to the county to the, like the surveyor's office or something. They might come out and like actually.
Well, now
plot.
You're making a lot of work.
This is now becoming
now
a thing.
I'm going to an office.
Now you got a meeting. Now you got to go set an appointment. There's emails involved.
Who do I have to donate to?
Probably writing a letter.
You know, like, am I going to a political rally?
You
got to get a button.
Go give some congressman a $20 handshake to make your property line a little bit bigger.
Surveyor's
fences
office.
For Fricky.
Just,
like, what am I doing?
That's what they keep track of.
Okay.
You might be able to figure it out online.
I mean, this should be the law. It should be the law that if we're both putting up a fence on our property line, that we split this thing 50-50. Like, that should be a mandate
in
society.
You know people in America.
Oh, there's a ton of people that don't want to do it.
With cash.
That was my biggest fear is like, I don't know if these people are going to want to pay for a fence. They don't have a dog. I don't even know if they want a fence.
But you lived
but
a lot
I got
to
have a dog.
You lived near a lot of olds.
There's a lot of olds in the area.
So they had that retirement money.
You would think so, but a lot of olds are also incredibly cheap. They don't want to spend any money. And I'm just sitting on the. I might need this in 5 years when I'm in hospice care. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
My dad, he worked for the state of Washington his whole life, and my stepmom did too, and so they both have pensions. And I just, God, I'm jealous. They make more money retired than they did working.
It's a good life, man.
And my dad is constantly like, oh, I'm just a penny pension pensioner. And he makes all these I'm broke ass jokes. And then he's like, yeah, paid off my truck, $27,000 last month. I'm just like,
nice month.
Just casually dropping 27 G's as if it's no big deal. Must nice be
little,
nice.
Nice little take home last month.
Don't
Things
worry,
are going
you'll make
well.
More.
Don't worry, you'll be all right.
It ain't going anywhere.
It's going to keep coming. Those checks will keep getting deposited every month. Nice little march in the spring.
And speaking of retirement, I wanted to bring this up on the show today, and I just kind of naturally thought of it because of bringing my dad's retirement up.
Paying for fences.
Did you guys see there was many iconic moments on Sunday that we will always remember in our sports lives from what we watch with Rory?
Yeah.
Did you see the photo? There's many of them, but one of the photos when Rory is down on his knees and his arms are like grasping the back of his head. He's so emotional. He's breathing. That still image, that was taken by Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
Talk about winning at life.
What a retirement plan.
I mean, that guy just flies around to different things and is a professional photographer.
Yeah, photographer. Randy
Johnson's the same way.
I don't know if you were on primetime when they had Junior on during the Special Olympics stuff.
Yeah, he used to be in the Caddies for Cure event they used to
Do you have a I would love to get him on and actually just talk about his professional photography.
Yeah, nothing going on with the Mariners. Baseball career is done. Just what do you do? What's that like? Spark that interest?
I do want to ask, like, did you find out who didn't vote for you for the Hall of Fame? Because, like, you should have been 100%.
Do we have names yet? Anybody name names?
But I largely just want to talk to him about sports photography.
In the ether sphere and see whose contacts we might have.
I mean, that's a talent.
Yeah.
I know you poo-poo photography. And you're going to be like, well, how many of those photos did he have before he chose that one?
He snapped it. But oh, there's the one. I got it.
He did have the wherewithal in the eye.
You got to get in the right spot
the
to
angle.
Get the angle.
You got to get in the angle.
That's a good photo.
You got to get in the slot. He got in the slot for that picture.
I can't bring photography up at all. It's impossible.
He's down there on his knees.
Got it.
Look, I'm incredibly
jealous.
What
I hate is you're kind of right.
You know I'm right. Well, everybody knows I'm right.
No, I do think there's people who are genuinely...
Look, it's very cool. He's a good photographer. It's very cool that he does it. He's won at life. Like, Ken Griffey Jr. has beaten all of us in everything, and now this guy gets to fly around and be on the 18th green at Augusta taking pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it's, that's that is such a cool story.
Now, did he get
No, I don't think it's challenging to take that photo. I don't.
God.
I don't think it is.
Do you think he got in based on his photography accolades, or did he get in and he's like, I'm Ken Griffey Jr., I've played here before, let me take photos?
That's a good question. Probably the latter.
God, imagine he's played Augusta.
I would think so.
In his playing days.
I would think he's into golf, and at some point he probably stumbled into a round there.
Is his golf swing as pretty as his baseball swing? That's also a good question.
I would hope so, but a lot of people who play baseball, you have... Well, pitchers, not the case. Pitchers are usually really good golfers, but baseball players have a hard time...
Especially home run hitters, because there's such an uppercut.
Yeah, it's hard to get baseball out of your golf swing. It's very challenging to
do. Hockey players
are really good.
Their motion is more... conducive to a golf swing.
We get videos just displaying on Google for Facebook.
You're damn right you do. You're damn right you do. Play that Ken Griffey Jr. golf swing.
I mean,
good swing or is it ugly?
It feels like he hurries through.
A little too quick in the transition.
But positioning the finish, pretty good.
Look at you, Michael Breed.
It's pretty good. But I would say, like, the club...
How's his turn? How's his shoulder turn? Are we getting a good
turn? Shoulder turn's good.
The solid turn?
Good.
He's older now. He's got to be flexible.
The bring back looks good. Yeah. It's the... When he's going through it, it looks a little rushed.
Okay, like a little too quick. Like a little whippy?
A little whippy. Okay, whippy.
Got to slow that tempo down a little bit, Junior. You got this.
But overall, a good swing.
Yeah, I did see that. A buddy texted that last night. It was like, yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. took this picture. I think there was a whole thread of the pictures that he took, because he took a whole bunch of them.
He goes to different, like, baseball,
he's at
football,
all sorts of events.
He goes to these
events. Oh, you'll see him on NFL sidelines all
throughout. Just hanging out, taking
a
picture.
Him and Randy Johnson, I think they're both doing that, aren't they?
What a cool way, though, like, to his
career. I think Randy's still working, though, for the Diamondbacks. He's like a roving pitching instructor.
But he does do sports photography once in a while.
He does. He gets a better... I mean, they both got good vantage points because they're very tall, but Randy Johnson especially. You get that guy in a crowd, he's getting a picture over everybody, man.
If you were, like, random run-of-the-mill photographer, we had... We will not name names. We had a very popular photographer in this market at the Civil War football game. Oregon State's getting their brains beat in. And we're on the sidelines. It was me and Dirt. And the photographer came up to us and goes, hey, do you guys know who this is? And we went, yeah, that's Marcus Mariota, the most famous player on this field.
Yeah, pretty sure it was the picture that ended up on the cover of Sports Illustrated as he won the Heisman
Trophy. He was hurdling
trophy.
A beaver.
The hurdling photo.
The hurdling photo.
Like, hey, check out this picture.
He goes, guys, look at this photo. We're like, that's a pretty good shot. And he was like, who is this guy, though? And we're like,
pretty big deal.
Marcus Mariota.
Pretty sure he's going to win the Heisman Trophy in. Check my calendar about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks, that photo is going to be worth a lot of money.
He's so good. We're going to write a congratulations to him as the university.
You guys are so nice, man. You're so nice.
So nice.
Look at that. So nice.
And then you just ditched us. I mean, how dare you? Why did you do that to us? We wrote an op-ed. Congratulations.
You saw the future and you thought you'd get out in front of it. And we still said, you know what? No, we're not staying.
Thought we were just brothers. We fight once a year and then we're cool, you know?
Is, like, think of the most badass ways to retire of, like, hey, what do you want to do when you're done working? Like, I'm just going to travel to big sporting events and hang out on the sideline and take pictures. Like, that's near the, other than, like, I'm going to travel the world and play golf, that's, like, got to be number two for me.
Where do you put those photos? AndyJohnson.com?
Yeah, my own website. From my own laboratory
at home.
Don't
be up at my Saturday market stand if you want.
I'm not selling. I don't need the money. I'm not selling them to anybody. Who do I work for? I work for myself. I go to what events I want to go to, and I take what pictures I want to
take. Okay, now let me put you
And then he has the ability to get all of his pictures probably signed. Like, he sends that picture to Rory McIlroy. He's Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
You send that to Rory McIlroy, he's definitely signing that, and now you hang that in your man cave.
Well, also, like, Rory, Ken Griffey Jr., also a great photo. Like, whether he was super famous photographer or not, I would imagine Rory sees that photo and is like, you took that?
That's Ken Griffey Jr.?
Here you go, dude. And it's Jr., so it's a no-brainer.
How badass is that, man?
Although, Does Rory McIlroy know really who Ken Griffey Jr. is?
I don't know if he's 100% familiar with him, but the right people could get in touch with he's a big enough deal to get through to him.
Well, also you see
Junior he was also now. A Nike athlete forever.
Probably through Nike.
His pictures are probably still up at the facility. So
I would
imagine
so.
What was he, 6'3"?
He's a pretty big dude.
And he's he's a little chunkier now, but like he's a big, obviously you see, you go, that guy, he played something. Yeah. I'm stereotyping, but you played something, didn't you?
Ken Griffey Jr. struts differently than most of us.
Dude, great ass.
Great ass. He does.
All-time top 10 sports ass, Ken Griffey Jr. Him, Larry Fitzgerald. Trying to think of another great sports ass.
Oh, good sports butts.
Yeah. Serena Williams, obviously, conversation. Yeah. We don't discriminate men and women.
No, we go both ways here.
We go both ways.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, but those are three names definitely in my top 10 greatest sports asses of all time.
Dump trucks.
Any good? Well,
back that thing up.
Cal Raleigh.
I mean, he is the big,
dumper.
He is the big dumper.
Yeah, the dumper.
I was playing a round of golf a couple years ago with one of the guys from Baseballism, and it was right when they were getting ready to start they had that whole Ken Griffey Jr. line that they were doing.
Oh, I remember
blowing the bubble gum and all the different
shirts
and stuff that they were doing. And I was playing a round of golf with two buddies and the guy from Baseballism, and Ken Griffey Jr. called in the middle of the round to like finish the deal and talk about some of the pertinent things.
Sure.
And it was one of the cooler things that's ever happened in a round of golf for me. Like, you're just walking around like, hey,
but you weren't on the phone.
No, but he's on the phone with Ken Griffey Jr. right now, and he's on speakerphone, and that's pretty cool. Hey, Ken, big fan, Ken. Love your game.
I think you need to aim higher for cool things in your life.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever played golf with somebody who's on the phone with Ken Griffey Jr.? I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't think so. It's the most famous person that's ever been on the phone during a round of golf that you played. That's what I thought.
Gary Payton?
That doesn't count. Not in the Hall of Fame.
It doesn't count.
Not in the Hall of Fame. Who was on the phone with Gary Payton?
Gary Payton's on the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame. No. Didn't win a real ring. Get you one of those.
Griffey didn't get one.
99.9%, bitch.
He's in the basketball Hall of Fame. I think it's 100% for everybody.
I think Jason Swigard's in the basketball Hall of Fame.
Boy, he's poo-pooing my Gary Payton conversation. I was actually on the phone with Gary Payton.
Who's a bigger deal to talk to on the phone, Gary Payton or Ken Griffey Jr.? First poll question of the day.
What's the bigger deal? Being on the phone with Gary Payton during the golf round or being next to somebody on the phone with Ken Griffey Jr.?
I think it's any close. One's Jr. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. One loss in the finals, and losses in one seed in the West.
I think I'm the tuna here, and you're the lion, and I think you're frustrated by it.
I'm not flustered at all.
If you stood next to Randy Johnson, would you say anything?
No, probably not.
You'd play it cool?
I'd probably play it cool.
All right.
I'd also be looking at his belly button, so a little intimidating.
Just turn to him.
Hey!
What up, unit?
Hey, big unit.
Kind of an odd nickname to say.
That is. You can't call him that.
I mean, it's a perfect nickname, but for you him. Don't call...
What's up, unit?
What a unit.
How big is it?
Well, who knows? Not an all-time top 10 sports ass.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
Very skinny.
No.
Yeah. That guy's got...
flat butt.
Yeah. No.
Nothing going
tall
on
flat butt.
Tall flat butt.
It's no Kirby Puckett.
No big cheeks.
Oh!
Kirby Puckett's a good sports
butt. Kirby Puckett
that's
is
a good sports
juicy
butt.
One. That's good. We need more of that from you today.
Best sports butts.
Is that four? I think that's four athletes we've named with nice sports
that are Mount Rushmore sports butts.
Wow. Terry Cummings back in the NBA days.
The round mound of rebound.
His was a little
too boxy. Not as round.
I mean, he had an okay butt, but I don't know if it's quite Larry Fitzgerald level butt.
Terry Cummings, huh?
Good Terry butt. Cummings sticks out to you.
Man.
It's a good butt.
Always wanted a good butt. Just a nice firm butt.
I got a pretty big dumper.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a
is it nice though?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think it's relatively round and relatively firm. It's not super jiggly. It's not flat. I feel like I got a pretty good butt. I got a big dumper.
Well, we got a lot to get to today. We will get past the sports butt talk. We got football. I got college football in my notes.
Hey.
Got NFL.
Hey.
NBA playoffs. We got play-in. Huh?
Ah?
And there was something on the Blazers, not the Chance Krohn stuff. There was an element of the Blazers that we didn't do yesterday. And I want to do that today. And then also... Guess what storyline's back in the headlines and how Portland fans going to tie themselves to it.
Let's tie ourselves to
that,
baby.
So we'll do that. We'll go to Phoenix for the ticker at 8:30 today. It's a mail sack Tuesday, so get the mail sack questions in.
Ooh, Kyle Lowry's a good butt.
Kyle Lowry's got a
Kyle
great
Lowry,
ass.
That's a good sports
one.
Butt right
we
there.
We need more of that from people today. The best sports asses out there, men or women, doesn't matter. We just want them. Mail sack, get them in. We'll get to it at 8 a.m. today since our ticker guess is at 8:30. It is a loaded show. It's good to be with you. I want to start with college football notes next on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We appreciate all the sports butt suggestions we're getting. We're trying to assemble a Mount Buttmore of sports asses this morning.
A few more submissions. Keith in a garbage truck asks, who did Chris Paul break his, whose butt did he break his finger on? Sent the Blazers to the next round of the playoffs. I can't remember who he broke his finger on. We'll have to look that up. But I remember him having a broken finger. Also, we got Vladdy Jr.'s got a dump truck. Vladdy Jr.'s got...
Vladdy Jr.'s a good one.
He's got a lot going on back there.
Well, I'm trying to, like, sort this between... It is big.
Yeah.
But also, is it nice and round?
Yeah, not just... You don't want to be like, you're just fat. That's why you
like
have a big butt.
We're not putting Cecil Fielder in there.
Well, I was going to say, like, yeah. These are people with big asses that... Sure. Would you put it in there? Or would you say that's...
No. You want to be in... There's got to be a combination of caked up, but in shape.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have a lot going on, but also not just because
Kirby
you're
Puckett's
fat.
Kirby Puckett's going to be hard to beat.
Andrew Jones had one. He had a fatty.
I think Larry Fitzgerald is the greatest sports butt of all time. I think he's the GOAT.
Serena Williams line one.
Well, sure. If we're talking, there's got to be a men's GOAT and a women's GOAT. You got to have one GOAT on each side. I'm breaking them up. Different categories.
If you had to pick one, though.
I mean, I'm taking Serena's butt over Larry's butt for sure. But if I'm giving them each their own award.
It's Larry and
Serena. One and one.
I agree with that.
Battling it out for the greatest
butt. It just looked perfect. On his body, it was plump. You know, you could tell he squatted.
He's into deadlifts.
The pants were perfectly fit to it.
He's doing RDLs constantly. You know,
one of the only athletes I'd be at a bar too with ladies. Like, yep, I get it, ladies, I'm in.
Bet the teammates got excited for that butt pat. Just hey, way to go, Larry! Nice catch, huh? Just see what's going on, man. Check it out. Is it firm? Oh, it's firm. Oh, Larry. Way firmer than I thought.
Is one of his teammates wanting to slap his butt?
I mean, he's a great teammate.
Good job, Larry.
For a butt slap.
Did you just grab it? No.
No, that, no, no, no. There was no.
Get back to the huddle. Kurt's calling a play.
No squeezing going on there.
Evidently, J.D. Vance is not familiar with the national championship game trophy disconnecting. That was hilarious.
It's two pieces. Always been two. Well, the new one. Well, actually, no. It's always been two pieces because you used to be able to take the crystal ball off the big black trophy. And now it's the lipstick thing in the base, which, why is it two pieces? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
just make it a lipstick.
It's always been two pieces.
Yeah, nothing more symbolic or hilarious than seeing the senator from the state of the national champion.
Go Buckeyes!
Just fumbling up the trophy.
Sums
up politicians in general, really.
Has there been a bigger downgrade ever in trophy than what college football went through?
Yeah, because the glass crystal ball football was
incredible.
Pretty cool.
It was massive. The thing that it sat on was massive.
Yeah, the base was huge.
And then holding it up, it was a cool thing to hold up.
It was easy to hold up.
It's a glass football, man. Yeah. Like, there's iconic pictures
like
of that.
Like, here's Simba. Let's go.
Yeah. And now it's...
I think it's the worst championship trophy
not even close.
In major sports.
Not even close.
They were trying to do something similar to the Lombardi Trophy, which is this sleek silver, and you can one hand it.
But
and,
there's no
and
football
they whiff.
On it.
There's nothing. Yeah, it looks
like lipstick.
It's a tube of lipstick.
I understand.
I poo poo this.
Trying to figure out where the inspiration came from.
You wouldn't like this take. I think I've given it before.
Mm.
The Masters Trophy sucks.
It's not the best of the golf trophies.
The
for
green jacket.
It's the green jacket.
The green jacket is what's much more recognizable.
Yes. So why do we?
They want to have a trophy because you can't wear the green jacket everywhere you go. There are rules on where you can and cannot wear the green jacket, and so you get the replica.
You get
trophy
something for your trophy room or mantle at home.
What about the Masters medal?
They do that for
the
U.S.
Open.
That's
a USGA thing.
Yeah, you get a medal for winning the U.S. Open,
okay,
and a trophy. You get a trophy and a medal. It's a double whammy.
Even saying that though. I take that house trophy over whatever the hell that lipstick thing is.
I mean, it's way cooler than the college football trophy.
Yeah.
I would say bottom of the barrel of big-time trophies, it's definitely college football. Mm-hmm. Is there a trophy that comes with, other than the normal NCAA thing for winning the tournament in basketball?
No, the one you see is that's it.
It's just that normal kind of wood tournament thing. And then you get the net, you put the net on top of it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a high school, old school sports vibe.
I would probably go Masters trophy second to last, and then that trophy.
The NCAA and then you kind of,
and then you work your way up from there.
Okay, and then sports, like pro sports.
Well, the Stanley Cup is the best.
The World Series trophy is the worst of the big
Just a bunch
sports.
Of flags.
World Series trophy is definitely the worst.
The President's Trophy. It's Stanley Cup's the best.
You go Stanley Cup 1, probably.
I like the Lombardi over the NBA.
I do, too. I take Lombardi over the Larry O'Brien.
The Lombardi feels easier to show, whereas the Larry O is like two hands at all times.
I would take
the
MLS Cup over the NBA trophy because it's a cup. It's got two handles. They put your ribbons on it.
I don't even know what it looks
kinda
like.
Kind of raise it up.
Ribbons?
You got some ribbons on
there? Riggins going with ribbons?
Well, you would take that over the Larry O'Brien?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I'm taking
that.
It's not a terrible trophy. I'm not anti. That's a little disrespectful to the old Larry O'Brien. I like the Larry.
This trophy looks like it has pronouns.
It looks like it's awarded in Harry Potter for winning a Quidditch championship. Go Gryffindor!
I've won the goblet!
With your scarf on.
You like this trophy.
I mean, it's not a terrible trophy.
That's way better than the college football
it's
one.
It's way better than college football. Look, I will grant you
we're
that.
We're in agreement. Yeah. We don't need to attack each other. We all agree it's the worst trophy.
I just think it's fairly simple in design. Usually most good trophies are simple in design. And then maybe,
I guess I give you that. And it has handles. So
has
maybe,
handles.
You know,
yeah.
This does look like the Goblet of Fire, though.
True.
Like, what's
not putting it at the top of the list.
The one where Edward from Twilight got killed.
That one.
Where they're playing the games?
Yeah, playing the games.
You know, the kids are getting sucked under by the bushes.
Oh, he's getting sucked under the bush.
And he kills his kid. That's the trophy.
The other one that sucks is the World Cup trophy.
World Cup trophy's pretty bad.
Whoa.
It's tiny.
Whoa.
It's not a lot going on there.
I'm actually going to be in disagreement here.
Ooh.
I like the World Cup trophy. Could it be a little bigger? Sure. But it's pretty just sleek. Easy.
Yeah, man. I'm anti World Cup trophy.
A soccer ball molding into a little bit of a base.
I'll give you another one that I'm kind of anti.
The Ryder Cup trophy's not great.
Ryder Cup trophy's not great. I think the Claret Jug Open Championship is incredible.
Awesome. I love that trophy.
Because you can pour some wine in there. It's just fantastic.
The Ryder Cup trophy's
terrible. The PGA trophy is ginormous.
The PGA trophy to me.
Is that the Wanamaker trophy?
I believe
trophy?
It's the Wanamaker trophy. Is egregiously large.
Yeah.
And it's almost like...
I would say the Ryder Cup's egregiously tiny. Who made this? Ants?
Yeah.
What's it a trophy for? Ants? The PGA Championship is unquestionably the lowest of the four majors. Everybody with a brain is in agreement on that.
The U.S. Open one's cool. I think
the U.S. Open one's fine.
Silver.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
The PGA Championship is trying to
compensate. Bathe your kid in there.
They're a guy with a little ween driving a big truck. Like that, you're just making too large of a trophy for... The most irrelevant of
this?
The major.
The
it's
PGA?
The Wanamaker trophy.
The Wanamaker trophy.
It's huge.
It's massive.
It's like the Stanley Cup. Like, who do you think you are, PGA Championship?
We're in Valhalla.
It's the biggest of all the major championship trophies. It's massive.
I'll give you an under-the-radar one that doesn't
the World Cup
get
one.
Any recognition. Where do you guys put racing trophies at?
I don't know any, to be
Some of them are
Have you never seen the Daytona 500 one?
No. I mean, I probably have. I'll
Google that's
it.
That big wooden thing with a bunch of plaques on it.
And then a metal car at the top.
Yeah.
World Cup trophy's pretty crappy. It's too tiny. You just won the championship of the world, and I can hold it in one hand.
Tennis does a pretty good job.
I love the Wimbledon plate.
Wimbledon,
That's solid.
The men's is a cup.
Yeah, the Daytona 500 trophy sucks.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's a horrible trophy.
It hasn't been updated ever.
No, that's one of the worst I've ever seen.
Do you guys still have any trophies from your lives?
You're damn right I do. I got some youth football trophies.
I think I got some youth soccer and basketball trophies somewhere.
My youngest got a the coach had an idea of doing trophies, and so I found a local trophy outlet.
Yeah.
And she got that one, so that was pretty cool. I used to have all my trophies on one, like, nightstand-sized table. On display in my bedroom at all times.
I mean, how would you not? I mean, you got trophies. I'm showing these bad boys off.
Now, what was your most prized trophy? Because you have a T-ball on there, and it's like a little silver mitten, and the ball's in there signed by your teammates. What was your most prized? Because far and away at the front of my trophy display case, because, man, did I rock in Little League.
Yeah.
At the front of it was MVP Dare Camp football.
Dare Camp MVP. Huh?
Dare Camp
MVP. That's a pretty big deal. That's hard to top.
That was a big deal.
We, in seventh grade Pop Warner football, we won whatever, I don't know how, the leagues or divisions or whatever. But Cleveland had never done that before, and we did it when I was in seventh grade.
Now, did the parents tell you this, or like...
No, it was, we won a lot of games, and I've been...
No, I believe you, but did the parents go, nobody in Cleveland history's done this, kids!
I mean... Have you looked at Cleveland's football history?
Yeah.
I've played at Cleveland.
It's sparse.
It's not very good. There's two league titles, 1947 and 2006. Put me in the Hall of Fame. I'm waiting. I'm boycotting that school until I'm in the Hall of Fame.
My best trophy is unfortunately not a sports trophy.
I actually don't think legally you're allowed to go to the premises of that school.
Hey.
Reasons we cannot talk about on
Hey, Bandcamp trophy?
All Three Rivers League jazz band trombone player my sophomore year.
Damn right. How do they choose all league and band?
You have the Three Rivers League Jazz Festival, and
do you have to go like play a solo in front of people?
I had a solo in one of our songs.
To play a solo. Yeah. I'd hope if you're all league and band, you got to have a solo. There's got to be that. Like if you're a non-soloist,
I got sprayed
all
with that
league
one.
Band member, I'm calling shenanigans here. Who'd you pay off for that?
Greg's done for the rest of the show.
If you got solos, I'm okay with
it. All Three Rivers League trombonist.
You can't hear every instrument as you're gauging for a second and third. When you're the whole band's playing, I can't hear you above the rest.
The fact that it's the trombone, it just has 40-year-old virgin energy all over in the living room.
Paint your green pants blue.
Papa Swag, would you shut up already?
God.
Sorry, Dad, I'm all league this year.
I was third team last year. I got to go for second team this year. You said sophomore year?
Yes.
And what, you didn't get it junior and senior year?
No.
Wow. No. Do you remember who edged you?
Oh, I don't remember.
Sorry.
That's a fairly new term. You got to be careful.
Are you serious?
Yeah, C-Swag doesn't know what... Yeah.
No, I... Yeah.
Anyways, I will give you one more and then
who
we'll get to the...
Who beat you out is the phrase.
Yeah, we got to get moving.
What? Excuse me? Say again?
Yeah. The Indy 500 trophy is maybe the most underrated trophy, though.
All right, let me look it up.
The Daytona 500 sucks. The Indy 500 is pretty cool. Yeah. I like it. It's not too big. It's a good size.
Yeah, it's a
I'll give you that.
It's got the...
Not bad.
The mini face busts of the earlier drivers
and the
that
guys
win.
Doing the checkered flag at the very
top. Am I wrong in saying that this thing is massive, like the size of a human being?
It's a good size
pretty big.
Trophy.
There's a guy that's like, who I'm assuming won it, who's like kissing the thing, and it's taller than him.
It's very
well, there's some short Indy drivers. There's okay. there's some 5'4", 5'5".
I'm a little intimidated if the trophy's bigger than the winning athlete.
The one they act
that's a pretty big trophy, man. Can you imagine the Lombardi being that big, just bigger than Patrick Mahomes? It's a 6'7" trophy.
There's actually one that they get that's like you can hold
like a smaller version
and
of
then
it.
There's a statue of it.
So you're looking at the statue of the trophy. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I always wanted to go to the Indy 500.
That'd be a great sporting event to go to.
I can't name four drivers. I just would just
no. But yeah, the spectacle and everything going on, I would go. Yeah, if somebody said, "Hey, we got tickets. We're going to the Indy 500 for like the whole weekend. Take it all in. Let's go."
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went to get to college football there. So
lots going on in college
football
right
now. We started down that road.
Have
but
we gotten our? We haven't finished our Rushmore of sports asses. We got to get to that.
We got a whole show to get there.
Well, we do. Yeah,
we got a lot of time.
We do have a lot of time.
Skeens has a pretty good butt.
Skeens is a good one.
I think he's a modern, underrated butt.
That's a it's
up and comer.
Yep,
good I'm shape. Well, good
very
pitcher
familiar with it.
Yeah,
I'm very familiar.
It's firm.
Saw it at LSU and was like, damn, look at this dude.
Him and Livy doing best butt couple.
No. He's got way better butt than her.
I'm not saying that she doesn't that his butt doesn't beat her
you
butt.
You said best couple. No.
Name me a better butt couple.
I mean, I'd have to get back. Can I get back to you on
could
that?
You have time.
Dwayne Wade and Gabby Union.
Ooh.
Dwayne Wade's got a pretty good butt.
Good looking guy, Dwayne Wade.
Not the trophy.
Coming up next. Okay. Can I get to some college football stuff that's not trophy related?
Sure.
And butt related? We'll get to that next on The Fan. We have not gotten anything too serious, although I would disagree. Trophy conversations are always moving.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody chiming in at, is it the fan text line or is it the YouTube chat?
It's a YouTube comment from Harley. Yeah. He's wondering if Swag is a system trombone player.
That's what I'm hearing.
He's not standing out. He's not carrying the team. He's
Lakeridge is one of those places, man.
Benefiting from the system.
It's a plug and play.
He had good coaching. Everybody knows the lead trumpet's probably the star of the team.
Not elite.
He's is he a system guy? That's many people are asking this question.
But recognition, Brandon Moore of the Jets. If you're going Brandon Moore, that'd be the Mark Sanchez butt fumble.
Ah, that's a good one.
Probably worthy of conversation.
If you're causing a butt fumble.
That's a butt play.
That's not many butt fumbles in the history of the NFL.
No, there is not. I want to get to a name in sports that popped up yesterday, and naturally, everybody in this market ties themselves to it.
Mm-mm.
I want to grade some Trailblazer players.
Let's do it. Season-long grades, what do we give them?
It was a lot of yelling on the fan yesterday.
Everybody's yelling at each other, man. Just take a deep breath. It's going to be all right.
It's going to be okay,
We
baby.
Got our stars, man. We got our coach. We got our GM. The future is bright. So, Brian, I got to put sunglasses on. Whenever we talk Blazers now, I might have to put sunglasses on.
We should find glasses, actually. That would
so
be
bright.
And just from now on, you got to wear glasses.
Whoa.
It's too bright.
It's bright out here.
Swag's
man.
Got some. He can loan to you.
Yeah.
I have a long-held belief of two things in sports. In another era, Russell Westbrook is a top 10 player of all time in the National Basketball Association.
I don't disagree with that take.
Right?
In an era of non-shooting.
Yeah. Of non-real three-point shooting.
If he existed in the early, late 70s, early 80s.
I'd even put him in the 90s and say he'd been 90s. One of the best players back then.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that take.
And in another era of college football that we all grew up loving, Justin Wilcox is a really, really good coach because his running back doesn't commit. And then yesterday say, nah, I'm actually getting a bag. I'm out of here. Jaden Ott is transferring from Cal.
They weren't even that good last year, and they lost their starting quarterback and their running back. Francisco Mendoza, remember him?
He's starting somewhere where the hell did underrated.
Let me see. I can't remember.
I remember hearing where he was starting, and I was like, damn, they're going to go with Mendoza?
Let's see. He transferred to, where is Auburn? He at? Googling. That's still, ESPN still says Cal. I don't know.
No, he's not at Cal.
No, he's not. He transferred somewhere. Where did he transfer to? Find that out. I can't find it.
Just give the take, okay?
Jaden Ott is a hell of a running back, though. And he's one of those guys that, unfortunately for the rest of the country, it will become a thing this year, depending on where
Indiana.
He goes. Indiana, thank you. That's where he
Netty's going with Fernando Mendoza.
It sounds like Oklahoma's the lead dog for Jaden Ott, and maybe they gave him a phone call and said, hey, we could really use a running back. How much would it take to get you to move to Norman, Oklahoma from the Bay Area? And he's going to be one of those guys that it's going to be insufferable to hear stories about this year. Like, hey, you seen this Jaden Ott guy? He's pretty good.
I was going to ask you, how many college football fans
watched
zero Cal football?
99% of them.
And now they're looking up his stats.
99% of them.
But they're going to watch him play and go, man, this guy's pretty damn good.
How many Cal games did you watch last year? And you're on the West Coast.
Not as many as I did the year prior because the conference blew up.
I'm honestly trying to think. I remember
the Auburn game.
I don't know if I did.
Really?
I think I was in Eugene that day. I don't think I watched that game.
Yeah, the Miami game we all
The
remember.
Miami game is the only one that stands out for me and how they blew that lead. Yeah. That's the only
they
one
played
that
a
I
lot
remember.
Of 7:30, 8 p.m. starts so the Big Ten Network could have like four games all lined up.
I think that
I remember
Auburn
the Oregon
game.
State game. I remember them. Yeah. They kicked the crap out of Oregon State. I remember that
We don't need to talk about that.
I mean, it was 44-7. Mendoza had 364 in that game. Ooh, lit you up like a Christmas tree.
All right, coming up next, this name is suddenly maybe available in sports and our constant obsession here locally with this name. I'll tell you who it is next on The Fan.
You mean to hit that drop? That was a mistake. The hell are you doing over there? What's up, Neil?
Let's grade the players.
How do you think Neil O'Shea feels about making Lake Oswego public? What do you think his vote on that is?
I think he's drinking a water bottle looking to
City
the side.
City finally gave
Stay
up.
Out of my lake. This is my lake. City, private.
City was looking to appeal, and then they're just like, we just give up.
They've given up.
They finally gave up. Yeah, so it's going to be a public lake now?
I mean, because
it's a
public,
body of water?
There's public access
There's
to
an
it.
Entryway that's never been
I mean,
been
yeah,
public.
You can't walk through somebody's backyard to get to the lake.
Yeah,
I
there's not too
that.
Many points of entry.
No, I disagree. We actually know somebody on the lake that basically said, just go up to my dock and take my paddleboards.
We did, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you've been given permission by somebody.
It wouldn't look like permission. It looked like stealing if you saw us doing it.
I think if we went on that lake, somebody'd call the cops on us. I'd probably dress too dumpy. I'm in a cut-off t-shirt. They'd boot me out of that water immediately.
There is an athlete in sports that yesterday some news happened with his team, and it got brought up that maybe he is not long for the team. So David Griffin got fired with the Pellies yesterday, which was really expected. I mean, that wasn't like breaking news in my you know, my takeaway wasn't that it was breaking news.
Things have not gone well for the old Pellies lately.
They shouldn't exist as a franchise.
No, they shouldn't.
Just say it out loud. It's,
no.
We all know it. It's
nobody
not a,
cares.
It's not a basketball city. No. It never has been.
No, it's like the NHL existing in Atlanta. Get over it. It's not going to work.
But the NBA is not going to do what the NHL did to Atlanta. No. They're just going to force us to have a New Orleans franchise. Anyways, the ownership group sucks. They fired David Griffin. They keep Willie Green, the head coach. And there's a report out of New Orleans from one of the beat people that says the organization would rather keep Willie Green and move on from Zion Williamson. And now, guess who's back in the old trade conversation this offseason?
Let's go, baby.
It is Zion Williamson. And I go back to Joe Cronin. Yesterday, we played audio where he basically says we can pick and choose who we want. And so naturally, the news comes out about Griffin and then Zion and Blazer fan. We're back where we were 2 years ago.
Should we trade for Zion?
Should we trade for Zion Williamson?
I mean, I'd do it in a heartbeat. What does it take to give
would
up?
Would you really?
I would absolutely do it in
so
a heartbeat.
So what would it take to get Zion? I would say this.
Yeah, that's the first question.
Zion's trade value is taking a hit from when we talked about this in that draft, that
yes,
scoop
it has.
Draft.
And you got to make the financials work, of course.
But it would still cost you probably a decent something. So, I would say a future, one of the future Milwaukee picks.
Okay, I'm all right doing that.
Wherever they end up in this year's lottery.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
And an Anthony Simons.
Oh, dude, yes.
Or a Jeremy, whatever's going to make the money.
Yes,
with.
Yes, yes. I can't say yes to that fast enough.
Multiple firsts
I mean,
and
look,
a player.
A lot of it will be, the caveat will be, where do you end up in this year's draft? But if you end up where you're drafting.
Say you get ninth. You win the coin toss.
Yeah. Do I want Con Knipple or Zion? I will take a swing and a flyer on a 24-year-old who's one of the most freakish athletes we've ever seen.
Is he still 24?
He's 24 years old. 24.
It feels like he's 34 at this point.
I mean, I think his body might be 34, but that's a whole different point.
You want to take that on?
I would take that on. I absolutely would. I'd take a flyer on him. Just a new home, new, get him out of all that, eating all that Creole food and get him up to the Pacific Northwest. Get him on some granola. Give him some hemp seeds. We're getting him out here. Beautiful weather.
Casa Diablo.
Okay, exactly. He's going to fit right in. We got a lot of strip clubs. He's going to be a happy man. You know, he's going to be motivated, and he's going to tear the NBA apart.
I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, when he plays, the numbers are amazing.
He averaged in 30 games this year.
Now, how many?
30 games.
How many games?
Year, 30 games this
how
year.
How many do they play in a season?
Like 32, I think.
82.
82, so 30 82, games.
Just a little
okay,
short. He averaged 25 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists. That's better than anybody the Blazers have on the roster.
Yes, he would be.
He would be their best player immediately.
If he's healthy playing, he's the best player on the team.
He shot 57% from the floor.
Now, he's just getting twos. He ain't shooting threes.
That's okay.
Not a part of his game. And anyway,
we got Scoot. We don't need a three-point shooter.
I wonder when I think of this, though, whether it's Portland or not, it could just be, you know, fans are fans and Zion's always sounded and looked appealing as a player. I do wonder with Zion, Portland aside, does he end up becoming one of those players that he does get out of a garbage-ass organization?
You got to take a flyer.
He goes to the right team, he gets his ass together, and we go, man, New Orleans, how are you running things? Because how did this guy not do this where you were? Because I'll never forget when they won it, how big of a deal it was, how big of a deal we thought it was going to be, and how much of a dud it's been. This was supposed to be Luka, LeBron-level type athlete, and he can't stay healthy.
Nope.
He had some off-the-court stuff.
He did.
Also, that organization is one of the worst-run organizations all of sports, bar none.
They willingly took on CJ McCollum.
Well, they gave him an extension.
They did.
But I'm just saying, like, the way they run the franchise, the Benson family.
Not good.
It's terrible.
Not good.
They should not own an NBA franchise. And so I don't know if Portland's realistically in this, if he'll even be really traded. But it got brought up yesterday that he might be on the move. And I'm just thinking, like, how many teams will line up to say, we run things better, we'll change this. He will be the player many thought he would be.
The irony in all this, too, is that they have the fourth best odds to get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Flagg and Zion, if he's out there, I mean, that's a hell of a...
All of a sudden, this horrible organization is going to leap right in front of us in the Western
with Trey Murphy
playoff picture.
Oh, my God.
Look, the reality of it is, this is a fun debate to have. I would unquestionably take a chance on him. I don't think the asking price would be anywhere near what it would have been 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah, but it's still going to cost you.
It's still going to cost you. Losing Anfernee Simons and Jeremy Grant, if that's a part of it, to me is not losing you anything. Mm. I'm perfectly willing and accepting of moving on from both those players, and we should have traded both of them last offseason. A future first-round pick, whatever, and this year's pick, if it ends up 9, 10, 11, 12, it's not what you thought it was going to be going into the year, and I'm not that interested in a Con Knipple. The reality, though, at the end of the day is we know that there's no chance that they do it because the Blazers are incapable of taking a big swing. They're incapable of taking a risk on anything.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep the status quo, and the entire roster will likely be back together next year.
So the Pelicans got Missy out of Baylor in the draft late in the first round last year, and nobody really talked. He had a good year for them, so you'd have him at center. You got Herb Jones and Trey Murphy on the wing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good team.
Zion
if you
and
add
Cooper.
Cooper Flagg to the mix there.
And little angry Alvarado.
You just needed the new Duke to get the old Duke to get his S together and stay in shape and
this
focus.
This Duke might be more of a leader than the other Duke.
That would be horrible for the NBA if he went to New Orleans. I really hope that's not where he ends up.
New Orleans, San Antonio, and Philly are like worst case scenarios, I think, but...
Philly's, I mean, sure, but I bet the league would love to have him in Philly.
No, the league would like it. I'm saying
for your stance,
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that, though.
Would you be in on it? Yay or nay? And then we'll go to the second hour.
Zion trade, yay.
You just give it up and take the risk?
Yes.
Take the swing?
Yes.
All right.
Any swing. If we ever take a swing? When was the last time we took a swing on anything?
In the draft.
We're just staring at pitches. Strike one. Damn it. Strike two. Damn it. Strike three. Damn it.
Loaded second hour. Let's grade some players. I want to get to some of the play-in stuff as well. The ticker's going to get moved to 8:30. Dirt and Sprague back with more. Hour two on the Odyssey app and YouTube.